Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle
and Jeff.
Yeah.
Breaking
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday, the beginning of the week. I hope everyone had a great weekend. This weather is crazy. It's pretty nice today. But from what I'm looking at, it's going to be a little bit hotter out there tomorrow. So dress accordingly, and, you know, we never know what to deal with out here. Before we get started, hopefully Mrs. Tiffany with an eye will be on with us. You know, we have projects we're working on. Sometimes we get a bit busy. But we're going to give you some thought for Mindful Monday. I'll start off with this. Remember, when we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our hearts, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience, we change lives out there. And it's nothing better than to tell your own story and share it with someone. You never, ever know if what they're going through and if one word that you have shared with them will keep them from jumping off the bridge, because you know it's a lot going on out here, okay? A lot going on. We're going to send prayer out there for the crash, China Airlines, 130 people aboard, okay? Yeah, just send that prayer. Cases are rising out here, and I haven't even went out the door. I don't know what's happening with the gas prices. But I am watching for the Supreme Court Justice confirmation here. And, you know, I'd just like to say something. I heard about a teacher sending a video to the parents, teaching the kids to talk about the President of the United States. What are some of these teachers thinking about? You know, you cannot shape young minds once they hear it. It all starts in the beginning. So let's just keep a mindful watch out there to see exactly what's happening, what's going on around us. I know it's really confusing, mixed up, crazy, but we will just keep pushing and keep in mind those cases are still rising. Whatever's in the air is still in the air. Don't relax down. Continue. Stay safe. Stay aware. Stay safe for yourself and for others. We're going to get started here. It's Mindful Monday. That's right. Reach high. Always to the sky. Keep that head up. Keep moving forward. And as we say over here, keep marching on. Continue to complete. And here with us this evening is Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize on it. And I change it, okay? And it's complete. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac. And are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for breaking off your busy projects and coming on to give us some things to be mindful of. We live to hear the things that you want to share and educate and just, you know, we just appreciate it here. We're going to be short and sweet this evening because we're working on these projects, but we cannot have a day go by without encouragement, uplifting. It's about rising and taking others with you. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. You see me catty-chatty over here. I haven't been out the door. What are the gas prices like out there? Have you been out the door? You've been hearing any complaints?
Oh,
I haven't even cranked up the car.
My goodness. Well, I was listening to a podcast earlier today that the speculation, and I will say speculation because we don't know what is to be, that they may rise up to like $10 a gallon in some states.
Uh-huh.
And which is very, very interesting. So hopefully and prayerfully it is not California, but we're already at, what, $7 in some parts?
Yeah, yeah, we're always the highest.
Yeah. So we're at $7. I'm sure we'll probably get near 10. And so I think, you know, working from home is such a good situation right now for most people.
Oh, yes,
you
it
don't
is.
Have to go out until you need to go out. So
yes.
That's a blessing.
Yes, it is a good thing. And now, you know, some persons that were like in the office maybe 2 days a week. I was speaking with a friend. Now they want them to come in 4 days a week. I said, okay. I say, so what planet do they live on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Driving in, or, you know, you get a call out in this, out in the Inland Empire somewhere, which is a good thing. When this stuff is not happening, because you can always jump on those metros. But I heard that there was a derailing of a train today. I don't know if it was a metro out in Colton, so I haven't got that information. But it's just like, okay, we just have to keep reaching high, thinking high, and doing whatever else you have to do to push through this, because it is crazy, crazy, crazy. Very, very crazy. But when we uplift each other, we can, you know, keep us all pushing forward. That's what it is. We have to keep marching forward no matter what. It's crazy. And those out there who have, I don't like to use the word, when we talk about our self-care, you know, we have to always make sure that we're balanced, you know, brain-wise. That's a lot of individuals that are imbalanced brain-wise out there, and it's very difficult, you know. It's just crazy. But we'll get through this, and we're going to keep uplifting, and we're going to keep unifying, and we're going to keep collaborating and educating. That's what it's all about, until we all push through this stuff. So what did you have for us to be mindful of today? What else have you? I know we found out on Friday, but it's another day. So what's happening? What should we be mindful of, Tiffany?
You know, I guess today was my, like, rest period, if you will, to be mindful of things. And so a lot of times I'll listen to podcasts and different things of that nature. And be mindful of who you are. Of who you are, because if you know who you are, you can definitely be the person you're meant to be, if you know who you are. And a lot of times people don't get a chance to do that. I thought good amount of people did that during the pandemic, and I know some people are still struggling with it. But if you know who you are and where you have come, then you can find what you're called to do. And I think that is so, so very, very important. I know I talk about self-care, and self-care is definitely in that category of understanding who you are. Because once you understand that and you understand your value, then the rest is history, as they say, right? But be mindful of who you are. Because in that statement, which is a deep statement in itself, because you have to really, like, check yourself, your inner self, and go through some stuff. And as you know, Linda, you and I know, you know, mirror images of people and, you know, being your best and getting to that place where you can deal with yourself. There's the positive and negative in each one of us, and we have to deal with the positive and negative all the time. But sometimes when you're trying to discover who you are, you might have to go and look at that negative side of yourself that you don't even want to look at and deal with in the mirror. Mm-hmm. But you must. If you would like to be, you know, come out of the muddy waters like a lotus, then
right.
you'll understand who you are.
Yes, yes, you have to go. But one thing, and it's so, and when you're mentioning about that lotus flower, Tiffany Witt and I, it cannot even grow in a clear pond. It has to be in a muddy pond, okay? It won't grow mm-hmm. in a clear pond. So whenever I think of lotus flowers and dealing with self-care and things of that nature, I say this world is the muddy pond. But you got to sit on that pad and blossom no matter what. Okay, you got to ride that pad and blossom. Because if you don't know who you are and don't know that you have the strength to do that, you'd be very, very whacked from the left to the right, like blowing on a tree limb like a leaf, okay? Or allowing yourself mm-hmm. to be swayed by the eight winds. And I always talk about the eight winds, and I'm going to list them. You know, that's one of my favorite topics is prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those eight winds. And you can be swayed mm-hmm. by them and, you know, get blown away. So you have to, like you say, know who you are and stand firm. You know, all days aren't good mm-hmm. days. And life is like an up and down wave. It's up and it's down. It's up and down. So you have to just get there and ride those waves, even though there are persons that want to take your paddle, knock you off the boat, and a whole lot of other things, okay? And you really can be upset with them because misery loves company, okay? So if they going crazy and having a hard time, they want everything in their environment to do the same thing, but you can't fall for that. You cannot, no matter how it comes to you. And it's a test to do that. So whenever you mention lotus to me, I always think of that muddy pond, okay? So, okay, am I going to put on these knee-high boots? Because these ankle boots are not getting it. I got to go step deep into the mud and continue to have a smile on my face. And I hope that the listeners out there are trying to follow suit and do the same thing. When you smile, when you just put a smile on your face, you lighten up someone else's. You lighten a candle for another person. And when you light that candle, it makes your path brighter and wider. Light that candle, and a smile will just get it done. I know some people are mad, some people aren't mad. Sometimes you have to just pull that mask down and show those 32s, okay, and put it back up real quick, depending on where you are. But it's very important, and I'm glad that you're bringing that up. You must know who you are because you stand firm. You stand like that redwood mm-hmm. tree. What is that like? My favorite saying is James Baldwin, once you know from which you came from, there can be no limitations to where you can go. Okay? That's my guy,
right?
James Baldwin. So when you, like you say, mm-hmm. you know who you are, where you came from, what you've been through, and like I was speaking earlier about talking, you know, speaking with the mind and the heart. But when we tell stories to others, on our own personal experience. We change lives, okay? And the best person to tell a story is the person that has had the experience. And one word might save that individual. But we, no matter what, we're all out here together, you know, and we have to uplift each other. It's kind of, it gets rough. It gets rough. That's okay. That's okay. You just pull back, take three deep breaths, do whatever you do, write in the sand, play with crystals, chant, call on everybody. You know, it doesn't matter about your faith that you have out there. You just, whatever it might be, use it. And do it 10 times a day if you have to. You know, if it's writing in the sand or staring up at the moon, do that. If that's your faith, because it's your faith that's going to pull you through. It is your faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is your faith that's going to pull you through. And you must have something. Because if you listen to all the opinions and what people got to say and all the suggestions, you will be whacked in the brain, okay? So I'm going to say it again. Do not be swayed by the eight winds. Prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Eight winds. And with the wind blowing on Mount Paris the way it's been blowing for 2 days, you sure don't want to ride those eight winds and move with it, okay? This weather is crazy,
true.
Wouldn't you say?
I know. I mean, you know, we experience cold weather and then instantaneously within, well, not so instantaneously, but within hours, it's cold, it's hotter, and then the next week it'll be colder, and you just don't know. You really,
no, you
really don't know. I mean, California used to be a little bit more predictable. Everybody used to flock to California. I mean, now a lot of people are leaving California because of the cost of living, but, you know, people came here for the weather, and the weather is changing. It's a little different. You know, you still have to keep a sweater on you, so, 'cause you don't know, after 4 o'clock that weather changes and it gets cold. So
yes,
people don't know that, you know. So you might be out here in shorts, but it gets cooler after 4. So, you know, I always take a sweater wherever I go because I understand that.
A sweater, a nice shawl, or, you know, a wrap or something, because you're right. Once after 4 o'clock, well, actually after 3, it starts dropping down. And
that's
I hear,
true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about after 3, and I hear in the Inland Empire, like Riverside, San Bernardino, I think I heard that forecast to say something about 90s. I should know. So you cannot put your clothes away. You used to have a summer wardrobe, a winter wardrobe, but just lay them side by side, because...
You're right.
No.
You
have
You're
to leave them out.
Right. You can't. You do. I mean, and I mean, we never really had seasons, like definitive seasons, like, you know, winter and summer and spring and fall like they do in other places in the United States. But at least, you know, we, during the winter months, we experience cold, what our cold is, and, you know, in the summertime it's warm. But our spring and our falls are pretty, they're pretty good, you know, they're pretty close to wherever we're coming off from, whatever season we're coming out of. But I don't know how many people are going to be flocking to California with these gas prices, though.
Please. Well, we know they might they might be able to drive across country, but when they get here, they're going to park it. Because it's we're the highest, okay? So if they're talking
I know.
$10 a gallon, you know, I think we gonna have some pretty fit individuals, because everybody going to start walking.
Or biking, because, you know, we now have all these bike lanes. We have a bus lane, we have a bike lane, and then we have 3 or 4 lanes for the cars.
Yes.
I mean, I understand it, but it's taken a little getting used to for the drivers, because you don't know, you know, after you get out of the car lane and you have to make a right, then you have to look out for the cyclists, and then you got to look out for the bus, because the bus might be coming. So it's We've got a lot of lanes over here that we have to look out for when driving here in California, which is good. I mean, you know, they're trying to get it together in terms of, you know, the environment and not causing too much smog, you know, the emissions from smog with the cars, you know, a healthier lifestyle, bicycling, walking, parking your car. You know, it is going to go to the electronic stage there for vehicles. The electric vehicles, they're coming. You know Cadillac has one, so you mm-hmm. know, and they're saying that you can't even get the car, that you have to, it's like a pre-order or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can't even, something about signing up or whatever, but all these car makers are going electric, so... You see them advertised with the car is parked, and then there's a battery that's connected. It's in the wall of your home, mm-hmm. and then you know you can add electricity to your car. It's interesting. I mean, the thing is that we're forced to do this, and we shouldn't be forced to make a decision like that. You know, rising gas prices to force you into something. I think it should be everyone's choice, not to say, okay, well, the industry is changing and now you have to do this. But we are where we are.
Mm-hmm. And then those of us who are aware with it, we have to figure out the best way. Well, I will say this, until the electric cars get here, and I've mentioned it before, the newer model cars, the gas tank opens from the inside, you release it. But the older cars, they tank is on the outside. And for individuals who have tanks outside, get a gas cap lock, because people will siphon your gas out of your car. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, everything that they say that we don't have in America, we do. We have access to all that they say that we don't right here in America, and we really don't need to go anywhere to get it. It's just opening up the channels to make sure we have it. So, it's going to be very interesting in the weeks to come. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of the increase in the gas prices, and be mindful of who you are, because you have to know who you are, because all this can make you, you know, stir crazy, if you will, or it can get to you if you let it.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, yeah. You have to keep your vitamin C, D, zinc, and all of that up, and whatever helps keep those brain cells moving around clearly. Whatever, you know, if it takes meditating 20 minutes a day every day, or just sitting down, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but that's what it's all about. But a lot of people. Becoming more aware, and just like you say, well, the electric cars coming out, so they want everybody in them. Are they going to give them as gifts or what?
Mm-hmm. No, of course not. Of course mm-hmm. you can, you know, they're making a way. Well, see, you know, we had, the sign was the gas tax. A couple years ago, when everyone signed over talking about they didn't want the gas tax, mm-hmm. what happened? So you have to, again, that's why I say understand what's going on when it comes to voting. Get your knowledge and research things in other areas, because when you get these propositions, you see these initiatives on the ballot, it's a little confusing. I will say a little bit more than confusing, but no, because some of these things affect individuals. It's just not going to affect a company, or it's not going to affect just a group. It affects everyone in individual ways. So understand what they are. Get some, you know, and then vote accordingly, that whatever fits your situation with you and your family. But know what's going on. I cannot stress that enough.
You have to do the research. Start reading. You're getting information out now and you know, on the pamphlets and the flyers and stuff, but you have to dig a little bit deeper and listen a little closer. And I'm in agreement with you on that. Just don't go check a box, okay, because you recognize a first name. Don't just go check that box because it's been set in, you know, you've been programmed. That name, it's out there, that name. And then so that you go and you vote and you see that name, but then have you checked out that name and what all that name is going to do or say they're going to do, okay? But so I agree with you on that, definitely agree with you on that. It's very important to vote. And then when you vote, just understand what you're voting for because, like you say, they didn't want the tax, so now here it is. You know, and they throw it up, or we don't want this. The bike lanes are out there. I think I got a horn blew in me a couple of days back. I was driving in the bus lane, okay? This bus came up behind me and honked. I said, now you just going to have to wait, Big Joe, because I am not running this light, and I cannot turn right, okay? But I was in the bus lane, so if you're not out, especially in the downtown area, you know, and in the Westwood area. The bus blew at me, and I just, well, you just have to wait. I said, oh, my goodness, am I in this lane? Well, how am I supposed to turn right if I don't get in the right lane? Okay, I said, go home. Okay, that's what you do. You go home. You have no business driving in the bus lane, okay, go home. And that's what I did. But I know he blew his little horn at me because I was in his lane. I think I was on Figueroa, yes. And you used to turn in right on to 7, but it's just the bus lane. But I got in the lane to turn right, so he let me know I was in his lane because I wasn't going to be burning up my gas going 5 blocks past where I need to go because he in a hurry. I wasn't moving. He would hit me, and running to the back of me. I know you're not going to hit me, okay, because it'll be your fault all the way. So I just waited till the light changed and made my little turn. But I had to laugh. I said, you are in the bus lane, and you need to move, okay? But no, you're right. We're trying to get the bicycle in. Maybe I'll get a bike. I'm looking for an electric scooter myself.
Oh, yeah, everyone's looking for alternatives. I mean, especially if you're just, you know, going around in your neighborhood to the market, to in your errands or whatever, you're not trying to go far. I think everyone's trying to find some kind of alternative method to do just that. Because getting in a car and even driving to the store, you know, people are like thinking twice.
Yeah, but when you go, you better stack up for the whole darn month, week, or whatever you're going for so you don't have to get out. Well, I've always planned my routes normally anyway, but I'm really planning them now, okay? Really. You know, you're just not going to be, you get everything mapped out so you don't have to double back. Just have everything mapped out for yourself. Don't go here and then have to double back when, you know, no, map it out and go, get one direction or one circle and return. Return to your beginning and save you some gas. Yeah, I'm listening. $10, oh, no, it's going to be a problem.
Right, if it gets to that point, you know, I'm just saying be mindful that it may get that way and then be mindful of all the traffic out there. Not traffic per se, but be mindful of the people who are on bikes. Be mindful of the bus lane. Be mindful of the pedestrians. You got to be mindful of everybody. So think about it. It might be a good thing because, you know, it might be a little stressful to drive because you've got to be in your lane and then you're trying to get over to make that right like you did and then you're in the bus lane and then you might have cut off a cyclist who's trying to go straight. I mean, you know.
That's happened before. I think I was in Santa Monica and I was turning right and the poor man was riding his bike. He yelled at me too, but I didn't even know it was the bike lane. I don't go to Santa Monica all the time. But you're right. You're absolutely correct. So we have to keep our faculty straight, keep our little minds balanced the best way that we can, and just, you know, be there for each other because we're all going through it. So the drivers that are out there, they're angry because they got to go 40 miles and they had to fill up the tank. They already got our attitude, okay? Then once you get to your destination, depending if you're going into the offices, you got to pay parking. Okay?
Yeah.
That's not... Okay. Well, that's mindful. I'm so glad you came on to share that with us about the gas. And basically, we're going to stretch this voting research. You had a young lady come on for the last election, and she was giving us, educating us about the different initiatives. She might do it again, but it's very important. It's really important.
Oh, it's very, very important. I think what happens is that you really don't know. I mean, because the initiatives on the ballot and the propositions are written
to confuse
so
you.
That you'd have to sit there, right, to sit there, and so you really have to think. You probably might be in there for 30 minutes on one, you know, ballot measure trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's important because, you know, you need to know which way to go. You know, everybody thought that, some people thought, you know, voting for the current president was going to be enough, and now they're finding that that's not so. Or, you know, a ballot measure that supports, you know, things in the school system.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not paying attention. So you have to be mindful of what's going on because there's so much that is going on in this society that, you know, we could be here forever talking about it.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
From the kids,
right,
to the adult, to the, you know, the service workers, everybody. I mean, it's all changed and these industries are getting so that, you know, people are now starting to remember the days of old where you had good customer service and now you don't have that.
Please, what
you got
that?
Employees. Right, because in the service industry, like the restaurants and, you know, if you go let's say you're traveling, you go to a hotel, those staff members have changed. It's crazy to really know what's going on out there because it is. I've talked to so many people, and there's been so many complaints on the serving staffs, you know, or hospitality, or, you know, in the restaurant, and people are getting so tired of it. The servers are like, look, we can't do anything about it. We have tried. What do you want? You know what I mean? They're almost at the point, like, what do you want us to do? Because we can't do anything. And it's, you know, so you have people who don't want to come back to work. The employers are trying to fill the positions. It's just a mess out there until we really kind of understand how this change is going to come about. But be mindful, everybody else out there, like you say, the mask mandate, be mindful of others. But, you know, on March 7th, they, declared that the mandate didn't have to be, you didn't have to wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
After March
7th. I heard something about it. But when they made that statement, I just put on two more. Okay, I'll wear three. Okay, I'm not thinking about them. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to do what works for me. I don't care about what you have to do and what you don't have to do. And if you're going in the restaurant, whether you're vaccinated or not, you're not checking nothing, forget it. I'm going to eat at home. And I'm going to wear three masks until I get ready to take them off because it's my life, okay? And since I can't speak for anyone out there but me and the individuals out there not being honest, so you, like I said, it takes 45 days to change a habit. It really, some people say 30, but it's 45. It takes 45 days to change a habit. And we've been doing this for 2 years, and all of a sudden you want it to flip overnight? Mm-mm. I might get two more to put on. I might be walking around with five masks, depending on where I am, okay? I'm listening to any of that. Nope. Cannot be a duck being pulled around in the pond with a string around your neck. You have to think for yourself. Think. T-H-I-N-K. Think. And pay attention, as you said. Study those initiatives out there. You go to the polls and know what you're going to do. They're trying to block the polls, but go out there and vote. Your voice is your power, and don't ever forget it. When we stop speaking, everything ends. We must speak on things that matter, okay? That is a way of speaking out when you go to that ballot. So I'll be looking into more of that. I'm going to find my friend and see if she's dealing with the community education again this time around and see if she'll come on. Yes, she went to quite a few of them and explained them. It was very, very helpful. So I'm going to see, because she was going in and out of different communities and holding workshops and stuff, I'm going to give her a call and see if she will come on and care and share with us again. Because we always like to get education and share with others. But it's something good to know. But you're right. Pay attention. Do your research. Be mindful of who you are. And watch out for the gas prices. And I guess keep your wardrobe, your sweaters laying next to your tank tops, lay them side by side so you can move with them together because of the weather and how crazy it is. And take your vitamins. You know, you have to just vitamin it up. And just be safe. Be observant. Be aware. But more so, we want you to stay woke. And that's W-O-K-E with a big exclamation point. Stay woke, okay? You can rest your eyes when you go to sleep, but don't let those brain cells rest. And on that note, Tiffany, with an I do it, I see it, and I get it complete, we're going to check out of here. I love you. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming on your busy, busy, busy schedule and sharing with us. And hopefully we'll have you come back on Find It Out Friday if your schedule will permit. And on that note, it's like Mindful Monday out there, everybody. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you, thank you.
Love
thank
you, too.
You. All right,
thank
let's
you.
Stay safe and stay woke. Thing that we need to do, we'll do it. That was Tiffany with an eye, guys. Have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow on Saturday Tuesday with Stephanie Haynes. Love you. Enjoy.
through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give. Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all